So videos are a central part of people's experience on Facebook. Users upload millions of videos, and there are 8 billion views per day. Some videos are extremely popular, like the left one, a 9-year-old singing on America's Got Talent, and there are over 40 million views. And some are only moderately popular, like the middle, a local news, a black bear roaming in Princeton, and there are over 3,000 views. While others are not so popular, like the right one, a small shop making frozen yogurt, and there are only over 100 views. So people view all kinds of videos on Facebook, and with varying popularity. So what's the workflow of videos on Facebook? So videos are streamed from a large content distribution network, and the clients stream them using the adaptive bitrate streaming algorithm. So ABR tries to stream the best quality version of the video that fits in the user's bandwidth. But where do all these different versions come from? So the content creator usually uploads a high-quality original version to the backend storage of Facebook. And there is a streaming video engine, a parallel video processing framework that Facebook developed, does some heavy processing on videos like encoding to different versions, and reads the original version from backend storage, and then does heavy processing and writes the encoded version to the storage, which are then fetched by the CDN and then streamed to the users. And so in this system, intensive processing is needed to create multiple encoded video versions for ABR streaming. So current system already uses a large fleet for video processing, but we find we can actually achieve better video streaming using more processing. So there are many ways to achieve this trade-off, but in this talk, I'm going to focus using more computation to achieve better compression at the same video quality. For example, QuickFire is a technology that Facebook acquired, which can achieve 20% size reduction at the same quality by using 20x computation compared to the standard FMPEG encoding. So this means more users can view the high-quality versions. Let me give a concrete example here. So for example, there are 3 versions of the same video: low quality, medium quality, and high quality. At current bandwidth limit, Bob can only view the low quality, and Alice can only view the medium quality. However, if we can compress them to a smaller size, now Bob can view the medium quality, and Alice can view the high quality, and their experience is improved. So we have seen technologies like QuickFire can improve the video streaming quality. Now the question is how to apply it to Facebook videos. It's infeasible or too expensive to encode all videos with QuickFire, because this would increase by 20x the already large processing fleet. However, as we'll see, there is a high skew in video popularity, so it means it's possible to reap most benefit with only modest processing. Now let's look at this opportunity in video popularity skew in more detail. So we analyzed the access logs of 1 million videos randomly sampled by video ID, and then we calculate their watch time during 1 month's time. So watch time is the total time users spend watching that video. So we sorted the video by their watch time during that 1 month, and on the y-axis, we show the cumulative ratio of watch time for the top videos. And we find we can serve most of watch time even with a small percentage of the videos encoded by QuickFire. Specifically, the top 1%, or here is 10,000 videos, account for more than 80% watch time of all the videos. Now the question is, can we predict these videos beforehand for more processing and serve the better encoded versions to the users? So given the intensive processing needed by QuickFire and the opportunity in video popularity skew, we now understand that popularity prediction is important for higher quality video streaming because it allows us to direct encoding on videos with the largest benefit. And this is the problem that our chess video prediction system is going to solve. So chess identifies videos with highest future watch time, and then can maximize watch time ratio with only budgeted processing. However, we'll see that it's quite a challenging problem. Now let's look at how chess can fit into the new video encoding and delivery workflow. So as input, chess VPS will ingest the access logs from the CDN and also the social signals from the Facebook graph serving system. And as outputs, it will produce a list of the predicted popular videos. In this case, it predicts the girl singing to be a popular video. Then the streaming video engine can read the original version from the backend storage again, does some very extensive, intensive processing, and writes the QFR encoded versions to the storage, which is then fetched by the CDN. And then now we can serve the better encoded versions to the users. So it's quite challenging for chess VPS to meet the requirements of Facebook video workload. First, it needs to handle a working set of around 8 million videos and find the really popular ones from this large working set. And also needs to generate new predictions every few minutes because video popularity changes very quickly on Facebook. So we want to catch the popular videos as early as possible before most of its watch time has been spent. So the system requires a new prediction algorithm, and it's also our major innovation here, the chess popularity prediction algorithm. Here are the two key insights of chess. First, we efficiently model influence of past accesses as a basis for scalable prediction. Second, we combine multiple predictors to boost accuracy. In terms of modeling the influence of past accesses, we borrow ideas from self-exciting process. So the basic idea is that past access will make future accesses more probable, so it provides some influence on future popularity. For example, here are three different accesses of the same video, and they provide influence starting from their access time to the future as a decaying function with respect to time. And to make a prediction on the future popularity, we simply need to sum up the total future influence of all past accesses. The influence is modeled with the kernel function. And the parallel kernel is used by PriorWorks because it provides high accuracy. Here, we see the shape of a parallel kernel. However, to make predictions using parallel kernel, we need to scan through all the past accesses. So we need space and time linear to all the access history, and this is not scalable for our problem. So our key insight here is to use expansion kernel for scalability. And here we see the red expansion kernel, and it decays much faster than the parallel kernel. So how do we make predictions using expansion kernel? So after some calculation, we find there is a simple formula. We simply need to remember the previous prediction and then do an expansion decay with respect to time. And then as to that, the watch time of current access. And now we get a current prediction. So we find single expansion kernel is actually less accurate than parallel kernel. And in our evaluation, we find with the same computation, it has 10% lower watch time ratio. And this is probably the reason why previous works didn't use it. However, because of the simple update function, it only takes constant space and time to maintain such one predictor. So a single expansion kernel is less accurate but scalable. And we'll see in a minute how to improve its accuracy. So our second insight is to maintain multiple such expansion kernels to boost accuracy. So for example, here is the actual access patterns of a video. And we model that by four expansion kernels with different decaying speed. And in evaluation, we also find that combining multiple such expansion kernels yields results as accurate as a single parallel kernel. However, because each expansion kernel only takes constant space time, using four also uses constant space and time, so it's also scalable. So the watch time of past access is one of our key features, and we process model its influence on future popularity using multiple expansion kernels. We also have other social signals, like the likes, comments, and shares of the video. These features also provide influence on future popularity. And we also process them using similar techniques. In addition, there are other features, like the likes of the video owner or the age of the video. These are also predictive. However, these features change slowly or steadily during the life cycle of a video. So we can directly use these features. And when we transform these raw features using different methods and then feed them into a two-layer neural network model to use that to predict the future popularity. And we find that combining these social signals further boosts accuracy. To sum up the different components of the chess VPS, we have multiple prediction workers. So the whole video space is actually sharded, partitioned into multiple shards by consistent hashing of the video ID. And each worker basically streams in one shard of the video access logs, and then it can maintain the states and the features of those videos. In addition, there is also one neural network model per prediction machine. And the workers on that machine can query this model for the predictions. It also does online training on the model to keep up with the workload changes. However, the details are in the paper. There is one aggregator per prediction machine, which basically queries the top videos from each worker every 10 minutes and produce the top video list. Then the clients can query any one of the aggregator for the top videos and does some heavy processing on them. So in evaluation, we want to answer the following questions. First, what's the accuracy of chess? Second, how do our design decisions on chess affect its accuracy and resource consumption? And third, what's chess impact on video processing and watch time ratio of QuickFire? Due to time limits, I only cover the first and the third one here. We use two main metrics in the evaluation. First is the watch time ratio. This is the ratio of watch time of the better encoded videos. We use it because it's directly proportional to the benefits of better encoding. Second is the processing time of the encoding. However, it's infeasible to encode all videos. So instead, we use video length as a proxy for the processing time. Through some study, we find it to be quite a good approximator. So the length ratio of all the encoded videos will serve as a proxy for the total computation overhead. So to vary chess accuracy, we vary the video length ratio as a proxy for processing overhead of different methods, and we observe the watch time ratio of the better encoded videos. So initial one day is a simple and scalable method. It simply ranks the videos by the initial watch time up to one day after video upload. And Seismic is a more recent method, uses a handcrafted power law kernel. So it's not as scalable as initial one day. However, it achieves 10 to 20% higher watch time ratio at the same processing overhead. And now let's look at the performance of chess. We find that chess achieves even 6 to 10% higher watch time ratio compared to Seismic. And however, because it uses multiple essential kernels and other efficient features, it remains scalable. So it provides higher accuracy than even a non-scalable state of the art. To further quantify chess impact on the trade-off between processing and watch time of encoded videos, we also does a run prediction on the whole Facebook video workload in real time. And then because we cannot encode all videos, we sample 0.5% of the videos for actual processing and then use some statistical method to infer the actual processing overhead. So here we compare chess to owner likes, which is a recent production heuristic. And we find to achieve the same watch time ratio, chess significantly reduced the computation overhead. Specifically, to serve 80% watch time with the better encoded versions, chess can reduce the CPU overhead by 3x from 54% to 17%. So chess builds upon research from several related fields. Popularity prediction has drawn a lot of research attention in recent years with the rise of online content. And the chess is scalable and achieves higher accuracy than even the non-scalable state of art. Video quality of experience optimization has also been a hot field recently. Many focusing on the delivery path and some focusing on the upload path. So chess optimized encoding or the upload path with feedback from the access logs. And lastly, caching reduces access latency by identifying the hot items and store them in faster storage. Chess also predicts the popular videos and focus intensive processing on them to improve video delivery efficiency. As a conclusion, popularity prediction can direct encoding for higher quality video streaming. And chess is the first scalable and accurate popularity predictor. And its two key insights, it first to a model influence of path access with the constant space-time complexity expansion kernel, and then to further boost accuracy by combining multiple such kernels and social signals. Evaluation on the Facebook video workload shows that chess provides higher accuracy than the non-scalable state-of-the-art method, and also it can serve 80% user watch time with 3x reduction in processing time compared to the recent production heuristic. Thank you, that's all.
I have a question for you. So has Facebook deployed this in production yet? Do you have any experience from that?
So I think they are considering that, but it's currently not in production yet. Yeah, it's more like a research project, but we have implemented a prototype in production and running in real time.
Yeah. Okay.